Chicago artist Kay Buckman calls her show Big Wild. The exhibit opened this weekend at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. It features huge sheets of white paper covered with designs drawn with a fine ink pen. Also included are several tiny bright paintings and triptych, or three-panel painting, built with layers of pigment. The artist tells South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks that these works, from the simple to the complicated, are connected by their natural energy.
On the south wall of the gallery is a triptych called Overboard. The abstract images are created with rich hues found in nature, umber, pale blue, ochre, and white. Look closely and you'll see that the painting is built in layers.
The one goes over the other, so it creates this kind of visual illusion because it looks as if it's one painted surface, where in effect it's two.
Kay Buckman creates the first layer by putting watercolor washes on birch board primed with gesso. She says the pigment flows when the board is tipped. No brushes are necessary, although she might use a rag to move the paint around. For the second layer, Buckman places sheets of polyester film on the floor and then climbs a ladder to pour ink and sometimes watercolor onto them. These pigments are also very fluid. While the paint is drying, Buckman dusts it with metallic powder. She then manipulates the layers to find the relationship between the two.
I work with these materials just because they're all water-based and they're, you know, sort of easy cleanup. They're not hard on the skin.
In addition to this complicated process, Buckman creates large pieces with the most basic medium, ink on paper. She says after she lost a job during the recession of 2008, she decided to get down to the essential ingredients of art.
And so I went to the store and I bought a roll of paper and I tacked it up on the wall. And, you know, there was something weird because it was like I put a big piece of paper up on the wall, and then I had this pen that had this tiny little point. And the two things really didn't seem to make any sense whatsoever.
She says using an ink pen on such a large surface was a challenge.
I just walked up and started to make marks. And what was interesting is that unlike when you're, let's say, sitting at a desk and writing with a pen, where you basically are using your wrist, I was standing in front of it and I was using my whole arm and I was making these kind of big sweeping lines with it. It was sort of like kind of like cut through the paper with this like thin line.
But as Buckman started filling those large sheets of paper, she found that this simple artistic form was what she needed during a time of insecurity.
What came of that process was that I realized that there was something really important in how quiet it was and that it became very meditative. I make like virtually no sound when I'm working.
She says these two processes, one complicated and one simple, both come out of a kind of natural energy. Buckman says she was raised in suburban settings. She was born in New York and lived in New Jersey before moving to Chicago. She says natural spaces and cities are all too often designed by humans and subject to destruction when construction encroaches. Still, she managed to find natural spaces.
I did spend a lot of times in the woods, and also we had a big backyard and a big willow tree. And, you know, it doesn't take much, I think, with kids. You know, if you have a tree to climb, you know, you can make like a whole world there.
Her parents grew up in rural Pennsylvania, and her family went there to visit grandparents who farmed and lived in a very small town. Buckman says there, the outdoors seemed huge.
We could just go, you know, and just like wander. And, you know, by the end of the day, you know, you'd hear your name being called and you come in. They're like, where were you? And you're like, I don't know, somewhere in the woods, you know, but there was a creek. And so, and, you know, riding horses and all that. So there was definitely a sense that that was a part of my life. And I think about it a lot.
Buckman says she continues to seek out the natural world.
It's, you know, like a necessity to go to places where you can sometimes just be by yourself, but where, you know, there's, like in this case, the show's Big Wild, where there's wildness.
Some of Buckman's drawings look like illustrations for children's books, reflecting her interest in fairy tales, the kind of stories in which the adventure starts when the child walks into the woods. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.